237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are still hot, humid, sticky. I guess it's just no end to it. And we were talking earlier in the program, and everything that's been written up saying that this is going to go down a record as the hottest and driest summer ever recorded. And they're saying that it's 0.2% warmer than the Dust Bowl days of 1930s. So that's an 80-year record for heat, humidity, and lack of moisture. So to try and encourage you not to give up on your lawn, I've asked a good friend, Ashton Ritchie, from the Scotts Company to join us this morning for a little bit and talk on how we can keep the lawn alive until things cool off, and then what we should do in the fall to keep that lawn nice and green and healthy going into the winter months. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today, Ashton?
Well, I'm great on this early Sunday morning, until of course, you know, you reminded me how hot and dry it's been. And, you know, I can just look outside and tell, you know, I feel for farmers, that's one occupation you really feel for when you get into a situation like this.
Yeah, it's really, they're really having a tough time, and it's going to affect a lot of us in the long way. And
yes.
One of the things that I've been telling people is if they've been trying to grow their lawn organically and they're using corn gluten, is to buy the corn gluten now because you're getting it at this year's price, because next year the price of corn gluten will skyrocket.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, you really would think so.
The thing I was talking to my neighbors and a few other people that have been asking me, you know, how can I tell if my lawn is going to bounce back or not? And so I did a blog posting on Scotts.com to show people what the picture of your lawn might look like after you do get some rainfall. Maybe you're lucky enough to get one of those summer storms that passes through and drops an inch of rain. Or maybe you decided, hey, I want to just see if my lawn is going to bounce back. So I begin watering it a little bit. And I show a picture on that blog posting. The title of it is, Will Your Grass Bounce Back from the Drought? And it talks about some of the tips in there of what you can do and what the grass will look like when those little tiny green shoots begin to come back out of the dormant grass that's looking like it's dead, but it's not. It's actually alive. And I suggest, you know, how long that takes and what to look for. Usually after you get about an inch of rain, usually within a week, you'll start to see these little green shoots, and I show a picture of what they look like. And the point is that if that happens, then you might want to start to take advantage of that and feed your lawn if you are going to be getting some more water with the return of the rains, or you are able to water, and that will really help the grass bounce back. But if you're not seeing that, then that's an indication after, you know, a few weeks and you've got nothing after you've had some rain. Then you probably want to do some replanting this fall. And a lot of people think, okay, maybe I'll just wait till spring and see if it comes back this fall. And they watch it. And then they waste the perfect opportunity to get your lawn reestablished, which would be now in the fall.
Now, when would you think that people should start their reseeding if they're going to repair summer damage? Is it? I mean, I know it depends on what part of the country you live in. You live in Georgia. I'm in Maine, so it's a big different climate-wise. But for, let's say, the New England area, what would you recommend is the best time to start to put in new seed and fertilizer and to try and fill in all of those thin spots?
That's a great question. It is a range depending upon where you live. So, you can start as early as mid-August, which is, say, next weekend. And, the grass seed will come up faster than it did in the spring because the soil is warm. But you would only do that if you were able to water, if you were able to nurse that grass along till it got established. And the beauty of as the weather progresses over the next few weeks is you're going to get to the longer nights. You get to heavier morning dews because there's more of a temperature extreme. We tend to get more moisture this time of the year as we go into the fall to help out. So if you look at what the experts say, they'll say August 15th to September 15th is good. You know, you can stretch it all the way to September 30th, but the quicker you can get that grass going and growing, then the more roots will be established before you actually get into winter and your lawn will be just a lot healthier.
Now, watering. How much water and how often?
Well, if you're doing new seed, the key is to keep it moist so that it until it gets established. And we used to think of, you know, watering multiple times during the day was what it takes to get that done. But there's some new products now for the last few years that really make it easier. The Turf Builder grass seed line from Scotts, each seed is coated with a super absorbent material to help hold moisture next to the grass seed. And this really helps get your lawn established easier. And so you might be able to get by with just watering maybe once, twice a day. But even if you were to skip a day, you're not out of luck because that water smart seed coating really makes a big difference. If you've got some individual spots that you need to seed, then the Scott's Easy Seed, if that's letter E and letter Z, has got the super absorbent mulch and starter fertilizer all around that seed, and that really makes a difference too. Even if you were to skip a day, you're going to get good new grass growing.
Now, one of the things that I've found that works really well is if people have a dead patch of lawn, we don't want them to rototill and start from scratch. We want them to use a seed slicer, which will cut a little trench into the dead grass, place the seed in contact with soil, and I think that's where a lot of us fail, is we throw the grass seed on top of the ground, we don't cover it, we don't do anything to it, so here's a poor seed sitting on top of the ground. If we keep it wet, it'll start to grow, but as soon as it gets hot out, it dries out. So it's really important that we get that seed covered with soil to help it to germinate.
Yeah, you don't want to cover it too much, just a little, you know, just a little bit, maybe no more than an eighth of an inch, but using a seed slicer, as you called it, or a slit seeder is what sometimes you can, when you rent them, if you have a big area to do. If you just had a small area to do, if you just take a spade, which would be a shovel that doesn't have a point on it, and just do some tic-tac-toe type slices before you put down the easy seed, can really make a big difference.
And how important is using a seed starter fertilizer compared to a regular fertilizer?
Well, the seed starter fertilizer, just like its name implies, has a different ratio of nutrition for getting new grass seed up and growing, and it makes a big difference. You do side by side looking at no lawn food put down, no starter fertilizer put down on grass seed, and compare it with one where you do put it down. It's just a world of difference in how fast that grass becomes established and how healthy it is. That first month after you put it down.
And then I think the most important thing is when you go to your garden center, to your Lawn Pro Garden Center, is to be able to describe the location where you're going to be planting the lawn. Is it sunny? Is it shady? When is it sunny? When is it shady? And how long is the duration of both? So they can help you to choose the right seed for your area.
That's great advice. That's absolutely great advice, because the seed blends have been formulated to stand up for different kinds of conditions. So there's some that are designed for dense shade. There's some that are designed for full sun. There's some that are designed for more drought tolerance or more heat tolerance. So your local garden center, your local Scotts Lawn Care retailer who's been trained can help you sort through all that and make sure you end up with the right seed blend.
Now, Ashton, people will buy a box of seed, they'll use part of it, put it in their tool shed, and all of a sudden they'll go in and say, oh, I've got some grass seed I bought last year. How do they plant that differently, year-old seed or maybe even more, compared to fresh seed?
Well, what happens with seed when you're storing it is if you're going to get a constant shifting of temperature and you get a constant shifting of humidity, that seed is going to become less likely to grow. And the longer the period of time, the more or less likely. So, maybe after we take the break, talk about the break, we can maybe talk a little bit about that. I can hear that music kind of coming in my ear here, so I know that you'll want to take a break here.
You're getting real good at this, Ashton.
I learned from the
we'll
master.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com.
Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie about rejuvenating your lawn, and we just happened to mention about older seed. Now, what would you do with that seed, Ashton, if it's a year old, for example?
Well, I'm always tempted to use something like that that I've had. You know, you think, well, it might be good. I've already spent good money for it. But if I was going to go through the whole step of trying to get my lawn redone and redo the seed, I mean, redo the soil, and, you know, just get it all ready to go, I think I would go buy fresh seed. You put a lot of effort into it. And so, you just to put down some old seed and then come in and wait for 2 weeks to see if it started to grow and maybe only some of it started to germinate, maybe it only germinated in some area, that is thinner than other, you know, I just think it's just not worth the amount of money you think you might be saving. I'm not saying throw it away. You might have an area that maybe it isn't quite as important. Maybe it's in the backyard or something. You could use some more seed. I would certainly use it back there. But in an area that that you're, you know, put a lot of blood, sweat, and equity into trying to get it going again, and you got a perfect time to do it now, I certainly wouldn't waste that time and try to use seed that might not grow.
Okay. Now, tell us about the blog. Where can people go to get more information? As you were saying, you have written different blogs, and
yes.
I know you do almost weekly. Where can people go to get that information, Ashton?
If you go to scotts.com, and it's there's no apostrophe or anything, it's just scotts.com. That website, we have lots of videos. We have voice. You can figure out what kind of problems you have going on, your there's articles. There's just a whole lot of information. And some of the areas that you can go is my blog. And I do post, you know, at least once a week, sometimes more. For example, right now you can look at, will your grass bounce back from the drought? And you can see some pictures on that. You can go in and you can see how to kill your bad lawn and start over. So if you had a lawn that you really wanted to say, okay, I'm tired of this. I'm going to renovate it. I want to get rid of it. Now's the perfect time to do that. And I go through the steps. There's even a place there where you can see where to donate your extra vegetables to the local food bank in a program called Plant a Row for the Hungry that's sponsored by the Garden Writers, and I show you how you can find out how to do that. And that's a blog called Got a Suggestion for Your Extra Zucchini, and it's not what you think. So go to the Scotts.com, read my blogs, and if you ask me a question, I'll answer it right there on the blog.
That's wonderful. Now, besides the lawn, People are having problems with their trees and shrubs. What would you recommend that they do to help them during this time of the year?
Oh, wow. You know, most times people wait too late. You know, if they see a shrub, say a big tree suffering, they wait too late to, you know, to check on what's going on with it. They think it'll keep getting better. This is a time of year, you know, when you might want to do a little feeding. You don't want to do a whole lot of extra feeding, but going into the winter, some of the plants you want to feed them. The ones that have the softer foliage, like roses, you don't want to start to back off, and you don't want to create a whole lot of new growth. But just a little bit of feeding this time of year does help your trees and shrubs.
It really does make a difference. And you know, if you've got annuals and perennials, it's not too late to get that miracle grow on them and just keep applying it to keep them actively growing and to make new foliage and to give you brand new flower bud. But roses, you do have to stop feeding after August. No food on roses in the Northeast after September 1st. Otherwise, the plant doesn't get a chance to get ready for the winter months. And it does make a difference. Now, also, as we get closer to the end of August, we're going to have to start thinking about insects coming into the house. What would you recommend?
I've had great success treating the outside perimeter of my home with the Ortho Home Defense. It comes in a granule. It comes in a hose-in spray. It comes in the kind of spray that you see the professional pest control operators do right around the cracks and crevices. It doesn't stain any part of your house. It doesn't have an odor, but, boy, it does a great job in keeping carpenter ants and all the various kinds of insects that like to come in during the fall to escape the cooler nights and the colder weather.
Exactly. Ashton, thank you so much for all of your timely tips. We appreciate your time and your effort. And check out the blog. Go to www.scotts.com. Look up for Ashton's blogs, and that will keep you in tune with what needs to be done at this time of the year. Thank you, Ashton.
Paul. Thank you.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth. Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Hot, sticky, humid weather means plants grow quickly, but also fungus problems. So just be aware of it, okay? And treat accordingly. Cut back on your watering. At night, do your watering first thing in the morning. That is the best time to do that type of watering. Also, this is the time of the year where everything that you have that flowers is making buds for next year. Azaleas, rhododendron, holly, if you want the red berries, all of your flowering trees, all of your fruit trees are making the buds right now for next year. If you can feed them, it would make a tremendous difference in the amount of flowers that your plant will have next spring. If it continues to be dry, water. And believe me, it will make a big, big difference. Now, we've been hot, we've been dry, and there are things that we can do to our soils so that they retain the moisture and keeping them active. And a lot of us are going to be doing planting during the summer that remains and in the fall. What do we do that will help our plants to get established better? Well, to give you some information, I have asked Blair Butzenbach from the Sun Grow Company to give you some ideas that will help you to have a better soil for your containers as well as for your garden. Blair, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
We are still hot, humid, and muggy, but at least we did get some rain, Blair. How about you?
Well, good. I was under the tornado watch on Friday night here in the Connecticut, so I got to enjoy some of the spirit of the of New England.
Hopefully you didn't get any damage.
No damage, just quite a bit of rain. I was just laughing that here we're going to be talking about drought, but you know, many of your listeners got quite a dose of rain there Friday night. But you're right. I think, when you look at the map, when we they show across the country of the amount of the country that's under drought, I think it's really important for all of us, whether we're currently in a more drought situation or we're trying to cut back and how much water we're using, you know, because it's pretty expensive or such, but for us to do some good kind of horticultural management practices to make sure that we can maximize the performance of our garden in when water potentially can be short. So I think with containers in the fall, it's we've got a potting soil called the Black Gold Waterhole Cocoa Blend. And what I particularly like about the product is it has coconut coir in it, as well as peat moss, and they combine together, and that helps the product to retain the moisture that people are looking for. And particularly like in, where there might not be consistent rainfall, or, you sometimes forget to water the container, or we still can get some pretty hot sun in the fall. And it's a great option for people to use, as well as it's on my list.
Well, I want everybody to understand something. Black Gold has done something that nobody really has done yet, and this cocoa fiber that they have added to their potting soil is very, very unique. And I've been watching it. It's been around for a long time, mostly sold in like a block. And you put it in your wheelbarrow, you fill it full of water, it swells, and then you break it apart. But you've added it to your soil. And I've been working with this for about 3 years. And the one thing that I found is if you use just peat moss in your garden to help to improve the quality of the soil, by the end of the year, the peat moss is gone. Mm-hmm. But your cocoa fiber is still there. And it will last a couple of years or even more in your garden. So it's a far superior product when you can get it already blended into a potting soil, because you can use that soil over and over again and still have terrific results.
Right. I think one of the things that I liked about the Waterhole Cocoa Blend, it's actually based upon a professional formula that we sell to professional growers. And so, it's been tested and grown by, professional growers across the country. And so now that type of, as you mentioned, having a potting soil that homeowners can use to grow their containers in, it's just a great option.
It is. Now, what kind of an amendment would you suggest for adding to the garden soil to increase its water retention abilities? For I know that some of us are going to be planting bulbs, we're going to be planting mums, we're going to be planting fall crops of beans and peas and things like that. What amendments does Black Gold suggest that we put before we plant?
Okay, that's a good question. I think one of the things that I'd like to go back to is what you just mentioned previously. The Black Gold Just Choir is a great option if you've got some sandy soil, you're trying to increase the natural water retention. And as it's, as you mentioned, it's not a block. It's already ready to use. It's already been expanded. It's been rinsed because, you know, a lot of coconut plantations are in more tropical locations. And the coir that we're using is the same professional grade that we're using in our professional mixes. And we rinse it, and it's all prepared in the Just Coir. So that's a great option. Another option that I might consider would be the Black Gold Garden Compost. You know, we've talked about this throughout the year, but it's just such a great product. It just adds that organic matter to the soil, which helps to retain the moisture. It helps to, give your plants the strength and the biology, the soil biology, the soil organisms that, you know, good compost has to your soil. And that really helps to increase the moisture. Both with a sandy soil, it's going to help to add the organic matter and substance and structure to your soil, as well as with a clay soil. All these items will also work to help break that up so that the water can go through the soil structure and you can have a good garden.
Are there any black gold products that you would recommend to use as a mulch for people that have a vegetable or a flower garden?
Sure. I've got two options. Well, particularly if you're doing with vegetables, I would again go back to the garden compost. We're working with a group of different garden writers across the country, and some of the big feedback that I've received is they really like the idea of being able to use a garden compost that you're amending your soil with and then be able to put it on the top to hold down the weeds, to keep the moisture in. And again, it's army listed, so you get the benefit of it being in the soil. And then when you have it on top of the soil, it just works in, and then you've got a layer of compost into the soil for the next time you're planting a new crop into it. So it works out really well. Another option for people, I was just going to mention,
yes,
another option for people to consider is we've got a natural and organic soil builder, which is more of a composted bark product, which would be a great product, particularly if you're doing with perennial beds, some flowers or other things where you're not necessarily looking for something that's army listed.
Okay, so do you use the garden compost for the vegetables, and then your second product for perennials, annuals, to put around roses and shrubbery beds?
That's what I would suggest, yeah, the soil builder, the natural organic soil builder. It's kind of a purple bag.
Okay, what can you tell me about mycorrhiza and how it will help plants to perform better when we're having a drought and when we first put them in?
Okay. You know, I guess one of the important things with Sungrow Horticulture and who's the manufacturer of Black Gold, we're a horticulture company. And so we like to base a lot of our products and our performance of our products based upon science. And mycorrhizae has been a product that's been out there in the market, but there's been a lot of research on it. And what I think your listeners should really think about is you think about a root that your plant has, whether it's a tap root or a fibrous root that's going out into the soil. And when you add mycorrhizae to the soil, what happens is all of the roots, just think of it, just get multiplied out further and further, so you get a greater web of roots in the soil. And what it is the mycorrhizae forms a symbiotic relationship with the roots, and so they transport things back and forth, and part of that helps the plant to be able to survive better under stressful drought conditions. And if you think about it, in here in New England with all the forests that we have and the natural plantings, a lot of those plants are based upon having a natural mycorrhizal web underneath them that's helping those plants to survive under stressful conditions. And so what we have a product called Black Gold Sartan and Transplant Fertilizer that has the mycorrhizae that people should be looking for. Now, there are two types of mycorrhizae. I know it's kind of complicated, but the important thing to look for is a mycorrhizae that has what's called endo, E-N-D-O, mycorrhizae. And that's the type of mycorrhizae that positively affects over 80% of the normal plants that people grow in their garden. And with this item, the mycorrhizae, there's multiple species. So depending on whatever you're planting, it's more likely to, a couple different species will then inhabit and work with that plant to be able to help it to perform better. And it's just such a great natural way in which we can improve the performance of plants without, you know, really having to worry about it once it's introduced to the soil.
Now, where can people go to learn about Black Gold products and what you've been telling us today about the mycorrhizae and your various blends and what they should use?
Okay. Well, one of the best sources is to go to our website, which is www.blackgoldminutes.bz, and we have a great resource there. We've got different garden writers from across the country that are doing articles. People can sign up for the new, the Black Gold newsletter that comes out monthly and has some great information on it. There's information about all of our new products as well as existing products and application rates and all the information that people could really use and benefit from. And big article in there is about the mycorrhizae and how it benefits plants, so your readers might enjoy reading that.
Yeah, I think once people realize what the mycorrhizae will do, especially when they're using it for new plantings, it will really make a big difference. I've been using some of your soil. I was very fortunate you sent me some of the soil to put in planters. And I have found a noticeable difference in the Black Gold potting soils and what I've been using in the past. And we've taken some pictures, and we're going to send them to you so that you can post them on the website. But your soil is very unique. It's very unique, and it really does a lot. Just hold on a second. I've got a couple more questions for you.
All right.
Welcome to Bogs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Blair Bussenbach from the Sun Grow Horticulture Company, and we've been talking about getting the gardens ready with all of the heat and how to prevent them from drying out. But one of the things that's beginning to happen as we get to the end of summer and into the fall, a lot of us are repotting our house plants that we've had outside and preparing to bring them back inside. We're also doing digging up herbs from the garden to bring inside for the winter. What would you suggest is the best type of soil for that purpose, Blair?
Well, I'll tell you what I use. And I really like to use the Black Gold Natural Organic Pine Soil. First of all, it's OMRI listed. And so if you're bringing your herbs or other edibles into the house, that really, I like the benefit of that. It's got a great drainage. So it's got a lot of perlite in there, so it's draining really well. But it's got a good combination of substance in there, so it's got a good bulk density, which makes it a little heavier, you know, so the soil more natural, like, you know, good dark black dirt that you have in your good garden. And so it's got compost, and it's got some great earthworm castings in it that really can help that soil perform well.
Because a lot of us probably haven't repotted our plants in a year or more. And now is a great time if you're, you know, if you have them outside on your deck, they've probably put out a lot of new growth. And the root system, it would be a good time to repot them. So a soil that's got earth castings and compost and things like that added is going to be a soil that's going to keep those plants healthy during the winter months.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think kind of what you're talking about, I really agree with, is that you kind of want something that's going to be good for a long period of time. And it's interesting, we just came across my desk this week about earthworm casting, that, you know, we've been advocating the use of earthworm casting from Black Gold, you know, for since the 80s. and the benefits that they have. And finally, the government, the state governments across the country have agreed that, you know, we can advocate the benefits of earthworm castings. And, you know, one of the things that they bring up is that you know, what exactly what we're talking about is the benefit of just that kind of soil structure and soil the nutrition and the microbial activity that earthworm castings can bring into the potting soil, as well as when you're putting into your house plants, and particularly where you're putting it in a container and you're bringing it into the house. It's good to have that kind of that soil full of alive organisms that are helping the plant to grow and to perform even better. So I like that.
And the thing that's very unique is that Black Gold is the only potting soil company that sells earthworm castings in a bag. You don't have to buy it pre-mixed with other products. So that right. if you already have a houseplant, you're going to do some potting. Black Gold is the only company that sells earthworm castings, so that if you're making your own soil or your own blends, or you want to make them even richer, this is something mm-hmm. that does exactly. make a difference.
And you know, a little bit of a secret for everybody planting their fall garden. You know, you get a bag of those earthworm castings and mix it into your garden. It'll be a great addition to your garden, because it really rejuvenates a good garden soil.
And the other place that earthworm castings are excellent, for those of you that are going to be, you know, it's still a little bit early, but it's just a matter of a few weeks now, all of your bulbs will be coming in from Holland. And if you want to get your tulips and daffodils and crocuses off to a real good start, the whole secret is the root system. And you take a handful of the earthworm castings, add it to your hole. It's a lot better than bone meal. It's not going to attract rodents or your neighbor's dog. And it is going to make those bulbs just get well established for bigger, brighter, and longer-lasting flowers.
Great advice.
Blair, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate all,
right,
all your help.
Weekend.
And your You too, Blair.
We'll
thank
talk
you.
To later.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.